live from Buffalo Creek. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. We won't be too long tonight. Verse 22. That you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. The old man is your sinful nature, the nature that you were born with. It's called the flesh. We've already established that the flesh profits nothing. The flesh cannot produce any spiritual fruit or affection. He says in verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I want to teach tonight or preach on the results of regeneration. Now, last week we spent some time about looking at the agent of regeneration. I believe that we're born of the Spirit. That the Holy Spirit of God creates a new and spiritual nature that did not exist before. We were dead spiritually. This new man that is created by the work of the Holy Spirit, it's likened unto a resurrection, like bringing the dead to life. We are new creatures in Christ. We have this new man created after the image of God by the Holy Spirit in righteousness and true holiness. Now, I want to share what I believe is the logical result of being born again. The very moment that new man, that spiritual nature, is created in the new birth, immediately, God the Spirit gives you the grace at that very moment, simultaneously, to repent, to have a change of mind about your sin, turning from your old man, your old way, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, immediately. You are enabled by the Spirit when you are regenerated to immediately respond to the gospel, the claims of Christ that are revealed in His death, burial, and resurrection. That very moment, God gives you the gifts of repentance and faith and enables you at that very moment of being born again to respond spiritually. Now, because you've got a new nature. You've got a spiritual nature to the gospel of the grace of God. That's why I believe that in this work of regeneration and the resulting fruit it produces, which is conversion, repentance, and faith, it's logically you have life and immediately respond to the gospel. So I believe that in the new birth, the Spirit gives you life and you immediately believe. Regeneration produces fruit. And if you've never been changed, if your heart, your mind, your will has never been changed, you've not been born again. You've not been saved. Everybody that's truly been born of the Spirit will exhibit repentance and saving faith in Jesus Christ alone. Immediately. That's why it's nonsense to think that you can be regenerated by baptism or by your fleshly nature. It's impossible. The new birth produces miraculous results. When you are born of God, you're changed. You see yourself as what you really are and what you need. You see it immediately. And nobody has to beg you to come down an aisle or say a prayer or bow your head. The moment you're born again, you want Christ more than anything else in the world. He changes you forever. You love Him. You love that He died in your place and that He rose from the dead. And it changes you forever. Regeneration is a mysterious work of the Spirit. And the only way you can tell if somebody is born again is if they have these fruits. If they don't have the fruit of repentance and saving faith, they're not saved. They haven't been born of God. And this is all through the Scripture. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 25. It says about the servant of the Lord, how he is to be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, and patient. Verse 25, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Notice that. Repentance is a gift. It comes from God. And it always leads to an acknowledgement of the truth. Immediately, it is the truth as it is in Jesus. The truth of the gospel. The truth of His finished work on your behalf. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by Him at His will. There is a liberating force to the work of God in the soul. There is repentance. And there is saving faith. Turn over to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Again, remember, this is really key. I remember Brother Gormley teaching me this many, many years ago. And I thought it was so profound then that I didn't put it all together. But have you ever noticed the order of John chapter 3? John chapter 3, Jesus says, you must be born again. And you must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit before you ever will be able to come to the understanding of what saving faith in Christ is all about. The Spirit must give you a new nature, a new man, a spiritual nature for you to be able to believe. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The order of John 3 is, there must be life before there's faith. 1 John 5 and verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And only God, the Holy Spirit, can give you the faith to call Jesus Lord, to believe on Him. Verse 10 says, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The moment that you're born of the Spirit, the result will be you're going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to believe the gospel message and trust that Christ died for you and was buried and rose again for you. Saving faith. Faith is instantly produced by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now again, this may be splitting hairs, but a dead man can't hear anything. He can't see anything. So the Spirit has to give you life in order for you to hear the Word of God. He has to open up your understanding. He has to enlighten your mind and change your will. And then I believe that when you're saved, you begin to love God, something that you weren't capable of. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us, the Bible says in Romans chapter 5. When you are born of God, He puts His love in your heart, and you love Him. We love Him because He first loved us. Again, this is supernatural. Because I hated God before I was saved. I never said that with my mouth, but I was alienated in my mind and by wicked works. You could tell by the way my life was going that I hated God, that I rebelled against His law. But when the Lord, when the Spirit of God gave me life and I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, I loved Him. I began to love what He loves. The Bible says, Paul the Apostle said in Romans 7, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. When the Holy Spirit did that mighty work of grace in the new birth and gave me repentance and gave me faith in the gospel of Jesus, you know, I began to love God. My whole life changed. That very moment I vowed, Lord, I'm going to follow You. I'm going to serve You. I'm going to live for You. And if you're saved, that's what happens. You now have a love for God that wasn't there before. A desire to please God, to honor Him. Fruit begins to be produced in your life because you've been born again, because you have a new nature, a new man, created in righteousness and true holiness. Whereas you used to hate the things of God, didn't care about the Word of God, cared nothing for prayer, now you want the Word of God. You have a desire for it. You want to hear it preached. You want to, whereas before you may not have wanted to go to church at all, now you can't wait to get to the house of God. You're like Naaman the leper. You just want to leap to the house of God. Naaman the leper. He wasn't a leper. The point is, I've said this so many times, if you've never been changed, you've never been saved. And I'm convinced there are a lot of religious people who have never tasted that the Lord is gracious, who are going through the motions of religion, but who have no real connection to God internally. in their heart, in their mind, in their will. So there'll be love for God. You'll respond to His love. We love Him because He first loved us. And just like I taught, was it last Sunday night and the Sunday night before that? When you're born of God, you're going to love other people that are born of God. Maybe even some people that you couldn't stand before. Like me. You know, I may not have the best personality, but you know what? If you're saved, you're commanded to love me. Because I'm bought with a price. The same price you're bought with. We're both washed in the blood of the Lamb. We have the same Spirit. We're governed by the same book, the Word of God. So let's just get to it. Love one another. That's the truth of the Word of God. If you're born of God, you're going to love those who are born of God. It's that simple. 1 John 4:7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So you're going to love the Lord's people. And I believe that you're going to persevere in holiness and in truth. I don't believe in skyrocket Christians. I've seen a lot of them. They supposedly start out with a big bang, real loud, like fireworks. But they just fizzle out. No fruit. I believe this. If you're saved, you're going to bring forth fruit. Because Jesus promised it in John 15. And I believe that Galatians chapter 5, some measure of the Holy Spirit and the fruit that He produces is going to be found in you. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. When you're born of God, the Holy Spirit begins to put these aspects of fruit in your life. You have to have some measure of it. Otherwise, you can't have any assurance that you're saved. And it's not my job to give you assurance. It's not my job to tell you that you're saved. The Spirit of God has to bear witness with your spirit that you are indeed a son or a daughter of God, a child of God. I can't do that for you. But if you don't love God, if you don't love His people, if you don't want to continue in the faith, then and if you've never experienced this miraculous change, where you believed the gospel, you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and were saved, delivered. Again, these are the results of the new birth. The Bible says, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. I believe that when people are saved, they stay saved. And they follow the Lord. Now we trust, as we've studied regeneration, that your understanding of the necessity of the new birth, the nature of the new birth, the agent of the new birth, and the results of regeneration, the new birth, have been enhanced from these lessons. And I pray that you'll review them and think about them. And above all, make sure that you've been born again. That you've been changed by the power of God.